You can't show someone your soul. They have to experience their own. And that is between them and God. And no teacher can tell you what your experience is or will be. That's for two entities merged as one. God and you. And it's nobody else's business. And be sure you interpret correctly, or you will pull others away from their own pathway to God and light and truth and understanding. And you will have done it deliberately, thinking you're right. That is evil, E-V-I-L, in the English language. Evil is nothing except the intent or the action of pulling another, including yourself, away from God. It's like sin. Sin is interpreted as simply an error in judgment, a breaking of the laws of God that you know you've broken. I don't talk a lot on these things because they are yours personally to have and hold. And one said, well, if you're the host of God, why are you not telling us all of these things and making sure we can do them? It's your business, not mine. And I don't want captive audiences. You've got a job to do, just as I have a job to do. What we do in front of the fireplace on a long winter evening when we have time to talk of nothing but trivia, then we can kick off our shoes, sit back, and have a good belly laugh. Because, surprisingly enough, all these things you think are so blame serious are not worth any more than a good belly laugh when you see them for what they are and recognize your own participation as personalities within these little scenarios that you make and write. And ones will ask, well, how do you have such patience here in this instance or that instance? Well, this is always Dorma's confirmation that she is not, in fact, me. And she'll say, well, that one certainly proved, because I never would have handled it the way you did. Well, thank you. The day she said, you're responsible for what you say, I knew we made it. We were over that first miserable hurdle of the human consciousness interfering with the task at hand. And people haven't liked it. They've come here, they've moved here, and they're going to live with us in this communal wonderment. There isn't any communal wonderment here. It is struggle every day just to pay the bills, or just to keep going, or just to keep the writing up, or just to keep. And then the disappointments hit after, but I came there. I gave up everything to come. Well, why did you do such a silly thing? I have never told you any different than I am telling you now. You have to be self-sustaining. You have to be willing to attend yourself. I'm not going to do it for you. Well, but I want to be there when it finally happens. When what finally happens? What have you made happen? And if you did, why didn't you share it with us? We've been struggling. And, well, I wouldn't do it your way. I would do it this way. Well, then why haven't you done it this way and been successful? Why are you here annoying me? You're so dang fool perfect. Why aren't you in charge of all of this and working smoothly? You've got a world going into a state of chaos and total confusion to its own self-destruction in a societal form. And you're going to take with you the other non-conscious entities that are called the environmental animals, plants. You're going to ruin a perfectly good thought form If you know how to run something, why isn't something running properly? But no. No matter what we do, we always have the ones, well, I think you should. Well, you know, if you guys did this, I'm not interested in doing what we guys ought to do. Everyone is welcome here, or no one. That's up to whoever comes. And if you want to go and complain about me, do so. If you don't like the beans, don't eat them. And I'm really nice. We don't pass around hats or baskets. This is your journey to God. And if you appreciate whatever input I might offer, look around you. Maybe you got a job to do. And it's going to mean cleaning out some of these other ideas about self. Listen to your discussions. When the Indians speak to you and they say, for all my relations, I do not ask for myself, I ask for my brother. There's good wisdom in this. Because 99% of the human entity is wrapped up so tightly in self that you can't move beyond it. The psychiatrist will have a medical definition of this that says something to the effect, well, you go through this stage of me. And finally, when you can move a little beyond that and move into the you, or the we, that's the in-between here, when you can begin to think in terms of us, and then finally, you think only in terms of you or they. In your requests, in your actions, you will have almost begun to grow up. And it's all but impossible to get over that hurdle. Because obviously, if it doesn't affect you, which is the me, then you don't pay any attention to it at all. If it crosses through your brain at all, it has no meaning because you have no way with which to relate. And once again, by that very lack of ability, you can have compassion for the children that are starving in Bangladesh, but it doesn't mean anything to you with all this food over here. But by your not eating, will that feed the children in Bangladesh? No. And until you overcome some of these obstacles, you can't even, if you want to, go feed those children. It's a political world of adversarial intent to bring you away from your truth and goodness with God. That's all in the world the adversary is. And that adversary cannot stand in the light of truth. Well, he seems to. Well, how often do you succumb? How often do you break your own rules? Well, just this once. Just this once, I'm going to just do what I want to do. Fine, you do that. But you stand absolutely responsible for that action. And forgiveness has nothing to do with it. God is total forgiveness. You are a creation. You do what you want. You face the consequences. You are birthed in free will of experience. And you can go whichever way you want to. But you're going to accept whatever consequences come back to you. And there are going to be men who come along and they're going to discipline you because you break their rules, which usually have nothing to do with God or right. And then you're going to find that spark of light Oh, maybe that's the way. And then you're going to go until you get yourself saturated and disappointed over and over and over again. The disappointment will hit you and wipe you out until finally, if the adversary can prevail, he will win. Because you'll go nuts. Or you will move away. And anything that even resembles any such thing as truth, God, or spiritualistic truth, you'll turn off. Because you will have been so disappointed. And don't kid yourself one iota. Your teachers will put you through that test. And they will put you through that test over and over and over again. And it's up to you whether you sink or swim. We come together here at this particular time because it's an anniversary. It means nothing more than that. Little Crow wanted to come out here and he needed to size up what his next step is. Because we are so intertwined that we need to measure our own growth and our own next possibility one against the other to see where we merge and where we fit. Because we're now into some international things that require us to know what we're doing. And you heard him. We have an incredible opportunity just in front of us. This is why I ask about the Indians. I asked to find out from Jesse if he knows one. Somewhere around here is going to be some Indian land. And it would be really fun if we could get there without having to alert the entire bureaucracy. And let's see what we have in common with which to work. You have, what was it, 536 tribes or something? And they don't get along. You talk about whites and blacks and Indians and Hispanics, and you don't get along. Within your own race, you don't get along. What are you talking about? You certainly don't get along over religion, and religion is a man-made thing. It's manufactured. And it's manufactured to suit the ones who manufactured it. Oh, but the Bible. Are you going to tell me King James of England put anything in that Bible that was not advantageous to him and his cause? Why lie to yourself? Are you afraid of the Pope if you're Catholic? What is the Pope going to do to you? This is a man who has been put up here on this pedestal. And if you are unfortunate enough, he believes it. But don't kid yourself. There is no Pope in the history of your world that believes it. God is not the Pope. God is not Louis Farrakhan. But you'll find more truth out of Louis Farrakhan's mouth than you will the Pope. So where is truth? Within your soul, attached to God, in the reality a beingness. And it doesn't cut it with color, race. It cuts it with creed. And everybody will throw this in. I don't care what your color or your race or your creed is. Brother, I just love you. That is the biggest bunch of hogwash I've ever heard. If you don't care what their creed is, then you got trouble. In River City. Well, why am I not over in Tibet? Or why am I not over in India? Or why am I not? Because I'm here with you. Because we have a job here to do. If I have a job over there to do, I will go there to do it. And one say, well, what about this teacher or that teacher? What about Buddha? What about? What about them? You had some honorable men who came along and they understood the teachings of a Christed being. Christ is not a name. These labels are not names. They are an identifying definition or experience of emotional state of being. If you are a Christed being, that means that you spend your life only in Christed, approved of experience. And these great teachers will look at you and laugh at you. You don't understand. You're still such a babe in arms. You don't understand what I just said to you. And in the explanation, it gets bigger confusion. Did I just say all of you are babies? Yeah, I did. And if we can graduate here, maybe we get out of kindergarten and can start first grade. Because that's a level of our experience in this expression. It doesn't mean that once you were not the great teacher. But in whatever environment you find yourself manifest is where you're going to experience. So isn't it better to get on with it? But isn't it wise to accept the responsibility of being the creator source of something that you change simply because you are God-powered enough to do it? And that all sounds really good while you're making all of this supposition and all of this philosophy. And then you're disappointed because it didn't work. Well, what is it you're asking for? What is it that you're asking for that didn't happen? Full understanding, full knowledge, glory, ecstasy, money. You see, that's always it. Money. Well, the adversary knows that, so he never has to change his battle plans. And yet, in an environment such as this, you're not going to create very much of anything, are you, if you don't have the typical acceptable wherewithal with which to do it. And surprisingly enough, Jesse, I'm not off the subject. You have in your country the last resort. The court of last resort. Remember that TV program. When all else fails, including Stephen Horn, you could always go to the court of last resort. And being good corporate structured people, we have a corporation called that. And I'm sure none of you are surprised about that. Within each Indian compound or state, I don't know what you want to call it, because it isn't necessarily tribe. But each tribe, this old goodly government of yours, tried to give them a reservation. That's federal land, they say, devoted to the Indians. They are sovereign. The government has no business in there, etc. All the lies that you can think of. And if you want to locate these places, get your map. Pick the worst spot you can possibly find in any given area, and that'll be it. That'll be the nation. That'll be the Indian reservation. But the Indians spend all their time hating the white people. But some got smart. Why don't the rest of you catch up with them? And they said, hey, man. And it's probably a white man like Donald Trump that told them this. You are a sovereign nation. You can go right in there and you can start a casino. And you can have gambling. And they can't do a thing about it. And so some did that. Oh, the states came up in arms. But the states have nothing to do except for little agreements on the side. Little bitty treaties with the Indian nation. The only thing the Indian nation has to honor are the treaties made between the federals and those Indians. But all of those treaties came after the Constitution was no longer effective in the United States of America because of the politicians. So basically, you have a bunch of unlawful treaties. Now, it's sad that the only industry that could pay off was gambling. But so what? Pays off, doesn't it? Is that dishonorable for the Indians to take money? And I wanted to talk about this a little bit because 2x6 had offered another thought that he wanted to run past me. What did I think about, you know, the Chica Kachumbas in Florida making billions while the Weetalkie-Sockies out here are starving? Well, what about you black people? What about all the starving people in Africa? What about you white people? You are all over this place. Why don't you look after each other? Why somehow should one tribe be responsible for everything in this other nation? I didn't say this other brotherhood. I said this other sovereign nation. Do you have the right to go over and tell them what to do in Ireland? No, but you do anyway. If I'm going to ever get on a soapbox, this is my new one. And I know that all of you knew that on the 18th, we'd start a new soapbox campaign. We have the collateral for you. We have the banking collateral for you Indians in your sovereign Indian nation to become independent and sovereign and make a bundle of money in the meanwhile. And eventually you grow up through the corrupted nation unless you are so corrupted that you can no longer see the oral truth of tradition and what you were birthed to be. And you don't have to have, and here is where it doesn't matter, color, race, or creed. You see, bad things happen if that's what you want to happen, the same as good things. The mind controls the creation of things. So you can either create good things or you can create bad things. It's going to work equally well on either side if you believe it. Now, no, you can't go over there and start a big bank over on Paiute Mountain. And it might even be hard to get to a casino over there. But if you know of the land and you know where the little parcels are, you can work with Indian nations already established. There are already Indian nations, sovereign nations, around your country of the United States of America. Talk to Rick. There are a lot. Oklahoma has the biggest banking operation outside of Connecticut, I believe, where they bought all the politicians. So you start your casino, and I'm just using this as a typical. You start your casino or you borrow your cash from one of these other Indian sovereign nations. And yeah, We can offer you the collateral to cover that. You bring it over here into your new bank, your central bank of Watusi, or whatever you want to call it. Then you begin to establish a foundation upon which a nation can be built. This is what I said, the very first message I ever gave here. You must be self-sufficient first. You do not start a commune and everybody just come. You have to establish businesses whereby man can individually be self-supportive, self-sufficient, and recognize within his own esteem system his worthiness. And taking doesn't do that. Demanding doesn't do that. Only service and earning does that. So you can keep your populations totally controlled and actually enslaved by misperceptions. And the Indians will say, well, I can't do it. Why can't you do it? Oh, well, they say, I've been so put upon all my life, I can't do it. We can't do it. And with that attitude, you won't do it. But that doesn't make it not so. Because you may disagree with me does not make me a liar. Unless I've lied. So names may very well hurt. But they don't mean anything. And I'm telling you, in the United States of America, this day, regardless of color, regardless of race, regardless of creed, you can build sovereign nations. Within this nation, it is recognized as nations within a nation, and you can prevail. And we'll help. And when I say we, yeah, I'll even go far enough to say a few in here. Because we will share. But you got to do it. And are those particular Indian nations going to want to share all this over across the nation? Not until they understand it. We are going to build offshore facilities right in the middle of the United States of America, a bunch of them, where you don't have to go to the Bahamas. You don't have to go to Cyprus or the Seychelles or the Cow Islands. You go over here to Paiute Mountain. That's where your offshore bank is. And that's where your money is going to be safe. And you can get it back across the border. You think you're going to get it out of the Federal Reserve? Not on your life. There will come the day. And yet our collateral is backed by that Federal Reserve also. Well, why didn't I know about this? I hear coming back. You knew all about it. Step by step by step. You just didn't do anything about it. Or you didn't think out there far enough to see how these things could be utilized. And I'm happy to share that with you. But I cannot take you individually and hold your hand while everything else goes, while I get you to think. And along with this comes the need of a good governing body, council. Not just, well, I don't like those white people because they brought their guns over here and they're going to try to do this or that or the other to me. What's wrong with your minds? The ancients, you blacks and you Indians, for goodness sakes, you were the salt of the earth. You were the ancients. And you've forgotten. You've let these imbeciles put you down. And dumb you down. Well, finally, brothers, you have been caught up with. They've dumbed down everybody. And they've dumbed down the white eyes more than anybody else. Because they were going to become the problem. All you need is vision. Go beyond the casino and its billions of dollars and look at the possibilities that you, out of a whole world, hold. You, as Indians, Native Americans, have a right to sovereign nations. You don't have to resign from the automobile licensing department or the marriage certificate licensing department. You don't have to resign from anything. You just hold a foreign license to make it legal for you. You know, one of those international things. So that you can drive on their roads. But you decide who builds the road in your nation. Well, won't we need help? Of course you need help. Why do you think we've been working here for 10 years to learn things? You're going to need a lot of things, and that infrastructure right off the top is what you need. You get somebody to find out what they do on Cyprus as foreign banking havens. You need something that makes money, or you need enough collateral to get you started. Casinos develop a lot of cash, which is unacceptable in your society today, except from casinos and churches and a few other things where cash is what is put into the machinery. You see, if we were a church and we passed the collection plate and we went down to the bank and we said, well, I'm making a deposit for the church of whatever, they wouldn't question you. If you come down with very much cash to the bank, they're going to report you to the government otherwise. So you have to structure something that is feasible. You don't want to, as an Indian nation, confront this giant up here that is falling all apart and trying to strike everybody dead with all 10 of his heads. But you've got to build a substantial foundation. And you see, the Indians around here who say, oh, well, yeah, we over at Weldon maybe we'll put in a casino. But narrow thinking. Because already on the fall ballot, they're going to put a petition to allow gambling in California City. And the Donald Trumps of the world will come and they'll put up a humongous, beautiful, you know, lights in every direction casino. And so who's going to go over to Weldon out of their way to do gaming? So you've got to use your heads. And all I'm doing here is planting seeds because we're moving on it. And when one say, well, what can I do? Well, I don't know. You got to decide. Well, can I use your plan? Not if you're going to just take it and go do it away from us so that it cannot be built and structured properly, so that all you do is get in trouble. And you see, these are the things that are overwhelming to Little Crow. He knows he's got to do some of these things. And yet he's tried to do some of these things, and they don't even want to talk about it. In his own native Lakota area in Dakota, they won't talk about it. They've been wronged, and they're going to sit right here, and they may have a sit-in, or they may shoot at each other across the border, but they're not going to do anything about it because that brings in those white eyes, and they lie, cheat, and make treaties, and they break them. Well, so what else is new today? They've been doing it since they landed on your East Coast. Or since you came across from Asia into the Americas. It's never been different. It's already been done. You're not, you're just a little slower on the uptake. And people will say, well, there are no new nations to be discovered. We've discovered everything on the globe. We've been out in space. We can see. We've discovered that and that and that and that. You haven't discovered anything. Let us take Paiute Mountain. There's some nice land around Paiute Mountain. Supposing there was a casino there. Or better yet, let's take Weldon, because Weldon is close enough to Lake Isabella to be interesting. People might go by there, you know, through there. But it could be part of Tehachapi. You're going to find there's Indian land in Tehachapi. For goodness sakes, find the Indians who know where it is. One of the most sacred Native American placements in the world is right up at Indian Hills, just above it. The ancient artifacts are magnificent. They hold every bit of intelligent information regarding your world. The crystal cluster right out here under these wonderful mountains over here are the navigation center of this whole entire section of your galaxy. But what am I going to do this morning? What am I going to do this afternoon? Well, somebody has to get it done, don't they? Something has to happen before these other things can happen. It isn't going to be okay to take to Joe Green. Hey, Joe, right over here, you know, you remember telling me that there was some Indian land over here? Well, let's do this, 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 and this. Without the wampum, it doesn't make any difference. And we can work and work and provide and make a way, but we cannot do it for you, and our people are not going to be allowed to do it for you. But together we can get it done. And we can provide the collateral right out of the U.S. government, Treasury and Federal Reserve, World Bank and International Monetary Fund. All you need is somebody to put up the cash, and there are casinos all over this nation that could do it. Because you only have to put up 50%. Who will do it? That's what God waits to see. Who will do it? Or are all the people just going to complain all the rest of their days about how put upon they are? And you've got brothers to help you. You Native Americans have brothers in the black community, in the Hispanic community, that cement you together like no white groups will ever be. But don't make the mistake of allowing your weakness to keep you down. Your weakness, you see, is the assumption, I was a slave, and even President Clinton won't even apologize. Who cares? You are all slaves. Anybody who works or lives in this place is a slave. You own nothing. Anytime you live in a house that can be taken by the government because you did not pay your taxes, you do not own it. Anything that can be taken away from you, you do not own. And that also includes your life. And most of you, when that goes, you give away your soul to boot. I'm going to tell you explicitly how to do this. And then I want those seeds to grow. Because when you begin this, you need a beautiful infrastructure that lays a foundation from which you can grow. But wouldn't it be nice to be able to go to your little nation over here or over on Paiute Mountain and put down a water well where you want to? Well, is that suitable in any society that each individual goes and does whatever the hell they want to do? If it encroaches on another's rights, it's wrong. But can't there be intelligent councils that look forward enough to say, well, we better not put the sewer pond right here because it's going to be the central part of town. So it requires some thought and some planning. But it doesn't even require that right off the bat. Let me tell you what it requires. Because your asset is going to be in the establishment of a sovereign nation. And the wisest thing you can do in this corrupt and collapsing economic system is to try to establish some value for your money. But any old type of currency will do, whatever is acceptable. But it better be based somewhere back there on precious metal, or it will be exactly like Federal Reserve notes, which have no value whatsoever. They are valueless. And once you say, well, goodness, then why don't we take this particular contract or whatever you're dealing with to the feds? Interesting concept, because all they have to do is run the printing press one more hour, one more 10 minutes, put in another printing press. You have no value. And at some point, as you come back into a viable society, you have to have a value on both your life and your substance. So what would we do? If you have some brothers or someone that will financially back you cash-wise, let's put it that way, put down the substantial amounts of money that could be loaned, literally. Letters of credit can be pulled on. But mainly, if you can find someone with these kinds of liquid assets, purchase your collateral.